It's September 26, 2018, and day one of Hawaii Public Radio's Fun Drive, and I hope you all are enjoying our first day. Welcome to the special edition of Bite Marks Cafe, where we bring you the latest science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum, and of course, during this special edition, we'll kick things off with Keone Lee, who's here to tell us about Hawaii Investment Ready. And then, of course, right after the break, we get to talk to Shane Asselstein about the next Computer Science Teachers Association meetup happening in October. Of course, during our live broadcast, the phone lines are reserved for your pledges. If you enjoy our weekly geek talks, we hope you'll consider supporting the great original local programming here on Hawaii Public Radio. And of course, you can still call, even if I'm talking, you can call 944-8800 on Oahu or 1-888-970-8800. That's toll free from the neighbor islands to make your pledges. And of course, now we want to welcome Keone Lee from OEV TV to Bite Marks Cafe. Welcome to the show.
Right on. Aloha, Bert.
Yeah, thanks. Now, you know, we've had you on talking about OEV TV, but I was fortunate to attend this interesting sort of incubator, accelerator meetup that took place it's at Ka Wai Wai, and it was Hawaii Investment Ready. And I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. But I hadn't heard about Hawaii Investment Ready until I went to the meetup. So I really want to find out more about that. I mean, maybe you can give us a little bit of how did you get involved with Hawaii Investment Ready?
Yeah, so Hawaii Investment Ready is a social enterprise accelerator. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most people really don't know what that means.
Yeah, what is that, social enterprise?
I didn't know what it was either at first. And, you know, we started OEV TV as, you know, we saw an opportunity to create Hawaiian mm-hmm. media. Mm-hmm. And we did it out of need and necessity and opportunity. But then we got introduced to Lisa and Neil at Hawaii Investment Ready, and they asked us to be a part of their inaugural cohort. And then we learned that we were a social enterprise. And, you know, basically what that means is businesses and enterprises that are created with the intention of creating social environmental impact first and profit second. Mm-hmm. Not to not make profit at all or not to raise revenue, but really to lead with the impact first.
Mm-hmm. Now, OEV TV has always been a great producer of content that is really relevant to Hawaii. And you said you were part of the first cohort, and that was how many years ago?
2013.
So that's 5 years ago.
5 years ago.
How many companies were in that first cohort?
I think around 10.
So what was the, you know, did you just sort of hear about it? What was the application process?
Well, I think we were kind of the guinea pigs hand-selected mm-hmm, to go through mm-hmm, this process. Mm-hmm. They picked organizations that they felt already had a little bit of foundation under them. So, you know, folks like us, Pai Pai Ohe'ia, the Fish mm-hmm. Pond and Kane Ohe, Waipa Foundation, Ma'o Organic Farms, you know, Town and Ed Kenny folks. You know, we were all part of that first cohort. And, you know, to really kind of start to introduce this idea of rigor around social enterprise and impact investing in Hawaii, because it wasn't here at the time. And so Hawaii Investment Ready and their leadership has really taken a leadership role in helping to educate the ecosystem here in Hawaii about impact investing, about for-benefit social enterprise, and really educating, you know, not just the enterprises in the rigor of the curriculum of the 16-month program, but also, you know, bringing together the funders so that the funders can learn about this new way of funding and doing business and the different types of capital, the different types of financial instruments that are available to support these new innovative businesses.
So when you say social impact, are the companies primarily nonprofit or are they, B Corps? I mean, what is the format for most of the companies that get involved?
Well, this is the dilemma for social enterprises, right? We live in a for-profit, nonprofit tax binary, mm-hmm, right? You mm-hmm, kind of have mm-hmm. to choose. So it's basically the lesser of two evils, depending on what your business model is. So for OEV TV, it made sense for us to be a for-profit because we could generate our revenue through client contracts and whatnot. But some organizations are better as a nonprofit. what we really need to do is educate more. And as this growing sector of for-benefit enterprises, you know, it starts to accelerate and improve its worth and its value, that the tax code is going to have to shift eventually. And these are all things that we're working towards.
So do they talk about the, you know, like the triple bottom line, or now there's like a quadruple, bottom line? How does, over the 5 years, have you seen sort of it evolve in terms of how they might advise companies or startups, you know, going down this path?
You know, I think it starts with opportunity and impact. The entrepreneurs who are starting these organizations see a need or see a problem that they can solve through their innovative business model. And then we just kind of help them to decide what is the best tax structure if they need help with that. Mm-hmm, what is the best financial models to do that? How do they articulate their value in the marketplace and to funders especially? You know, it's a 16-month program. It's longer than any other accelerator program out there. It's high touch. It's really intimate. We really get to know it because, you know, a lot of social entrepreneurs like myself, like, although I had an MBA and I really understood the business side, a lot of my peers don't have that kind of rigor on the business side. So we really need to support each other in that.
So what typically goes on in the, you know, 16 months?
So we go through modules. So we'll have like a financial module. We'll open up finances and we'll talk about what works, what doesn't work, strategies of how to, you know, manage your finances, how to align your strategies and impact and mission to your QuickBooks, right? I mean, things as simple as that. Then there's strategy sessions about what's your value proposition? How do you articulate your theory of change? How do you really sell your business? And, you know, throughout these different modules that you get coached through over the course of the 16 months, you know, you really build the foundation for your organization and being able to better tell your story and better understand who you are, what impact you deliver, and what value you provide to the marketplace, which then helps to drive the funding and revenue that you need.
So if anybody's interested and they want to look at maybe signing up for the next cohort, where would they go?
Yeah, you can go to highready.net. We're going to be recruiting cohort 4 in January, into the early part of next year. So go check it out. You know, hit any of us up who've been in the previous cohorts to ask us what our experience was like. But, you know, if you have an innovative idea, we're here to help.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Keone, for joining us. And, of course, after the short break, we'll be talking to Shane Esselstein, and he'll tell us about the next CSTA meetup. We'll talk about that. But, again, if you enjoy local programming at Hawaii Public Radio, give us a call at 944-8800 or from the neighbor islands at 1-888-970-8800. We will now go and check in with Ku'uwehi and DJ Mr. Nick over in Pledge Central after this short break. So have at it, guys.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, whose contributors help Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk show programming. Mahalo to the St. Andrews Schools, which includes the Priory School for Girls, the Prep for Boys, and Queen Emma Preschool.
And, of course, we're back live in the studio. This is Bite Marks Cafe on Hawaii Public Radio. And, of course, this is a special Fall Pledge Drive edition. The phone lines are still open and awaiting your calls to 944-8800 or from the neighbor islands at 1-888-970-8800. And of course, you know, even if I'm talking, I would expect you to call in because this is a very important period of time for Hawaii Public Radio. Now joining me in the studio is Shane Esselstein, and he's from the DOE. He's also from Code.org. He's also from eIcon and a whole bunch of other things, and is here to tell us about the Computer Science Teachers Association meetup, which is coming up in October. Welcome to the show, Shane.
Thank you, Bert. Thanks for having me again.
You know, it's always fun to have you on. And, you know, I really look forward to the CSTA meetups because, well, not only do you have food, but there's always some interesting conversation going on. But, Shane, you know, since the last meeting, you've been pretty busy.
Yeah. Things have been pretty crazy this summer. You know, we've had a lot going on. We've got a lot of things we've been working on. You know, we're getting ready for a big event this December. We have our meetup coming up, which is actually, we'll be talking about that meetup, that the summer, we're calling it the CS Summit, so CSTA CS Summit.
So, well, tell us a little bit about the CSTA Summit. So, okay. Is that, now, you usually have you know, let's say every quarter or so, there's a CSTA meetup.
Yes.
Right. Now, is this summit something different?
Absolutely. Yeah. So the meetups are kind of, you know, once a quarter, once every few months, we'll get together. You know, we'll get some poo-poos and some networking and talk. And we get about 30, 35 people to come in, K to 20, all the way up to college. And so what we're going to plan on doing in December is we've got a grant. And we want to put on, the grant is to actually put on a computer science community event. So what we're doing is we're going to host this at Iolani. Iolani's been gracious enough to host it for us. We're going to invite 100 CS teachers, and we're going to provide them with some computer science-focused PD opportunities. So
PD being program development?
Professional development. Yeah, so we're going to have some speakers. We're going to have a panelist. We're going to have a bunch of panelists. The College Board, we've heard, is just recently agreed to come by to Hawaii and talk about CSAP and then the exams and things like that.
So the summit is the one that's happening in December.
Yes.
But there's a meetup happening in October.
Yeah.
So let's start with the October meetup. Okay. What's planned for the October meetup?
So the October meetup, we'll go over some of the CSTA national stuff. We're going to talk about local advocacy updates. We're going to have David Miyashiro from Hawaii Kids Can come in and talk about some of that stuff. We're going to lay out some professional development planning for the next year. And what do our members want to have? What do they need to see, right? We're a member or a group that just is for our members. We want our members to tell us what they need, and we'll try to provide that for them. And then, of course, we're going to talk about planning some of the decisions to make for the actual CS Summit.
So this the meetup is actually kind of a little pre-planning session to get started on the December event.
Absolutely.
Now, in terms of the the event on in October, where can people go to actually check that out?
All right. If they want to come along, they can come in RSVP at bit.ly/CSTA, all caps, RSVP.
Okay,
and they can sign up there and let us know they're coming.
Now, that's in terms of the actual summit event, what do you want to accomplish in that? You have 100 some odd teachers attending. What do you want to see as a result of that event?
Well, one of the things we're focused on is there are a lot of ed tech type of conferences here in Hawaii, and so none of them strictly focus on computer science. And with computer science standards just being approved, we have a lot of momentum right now going for computer science. We want to show support for those teachers that are teaching it or want to be teaching it, and what we can provide them with. So we're going to have some vendors. We're going to have actual teachers who teach computer science running sessions where they talk about at a high school level, this is what we do. This is what we do middle school. And then having a set of panelists, maybe that we're still getting some names out there. Maybe, our Bert Lum here might be one of those panelists. Who knows, right? to talk about how they feel computer science will impact Hawaii and what are those next steps going forward.
Well, it's important because the bill was passed for computer science in education, and you spent the better part of this summer going to code.org events.
Yes.
Learning about the curriculum standardization of what is it that all the, whether it's elementary school, middle school, or high school, what are they going to be actually teaching? So this is there's quite a bit of momentum behind all of this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yep. And then, of course, you have the hackathons. You have the EICon just happened this summer as well for the first time. We brought together 100 students from around the world from 7 different countries in a coding competition, programming competition. So all these things, all this momentum is what we're looking for. We want to end the year with a big bang, so we're looking for something near the CS Ed Week, right? And and then we'll start our new year off again next year.
So. Do you have a date actually set for the summit?
Absolutely. It'll be December 15th, Saturday, December 15th at Iolani
from
8 to 3 o'clock.
And then in terms of once you have that kind of momentum going, are you looking at other events happening sort of, in the coming year? I mean, or maybe even the legislation is going to start up again, in January. what is the thought from the DOE in terms of what types of legislation might be introduced to support computer science? Have you guys thought about that?
Well, I mean, speaking for CSTA and myself, the things that I see is that we still have a few little policies that we want put in place. How are we going to deal with computer science in the high school environment as far as for credit? And what are we going to deal with when we get from high school going to college? How are we going to accept those credits and what's going to happen with that, right? And not forgetting, of course, that, hey, how do we get this all the way down to kindergarten? What does a kindergarten teacher do to teach computer science? So those are the kinds of things that we still have to work on. There's still a lot of things that have to happen this legislative session, you know, and we were pretty busy last year, you know, and so ending up with the standards getting signed, which is a big step for us.
Well, yeah, you guys have definitely created quite a bit of momentum, and I'm really pleased that, you know, not only the teachers that are involved, but the community that's involved. I mean, David Miyashiro has been convening these groups to talk about how do we as a community sort of move a lot of this stuff forward. So I can see where you're going to be a busy guy, not only supporting all of this stuff, but, you know, actually getting more teachers involved, getting the actual curriculum installed, and getting, you know, like you said, the professional development. So Shane, where can people find out more about what you guys are doing?
So they can email me at hawaii@csta-hq.org, or they can go to the csteachers.org website and find out more information there.
Very good. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
And, of course, I want to thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. You can join us next week when we'll talk about ham radio and the continuation of the fall pledge drive. We really appreciate your continued support over the years. So don't go away. If you enjoy local programming like Bite Marks Cafe on Hawaii Public Radio, feel free to call us at 944-8800 or from the neighbor islands at 888-970-8800. We want to check in with Kuvei and DJ Mr. Nick over at Pledge Central after this short break.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributors PCAT, Pacific Center for Advanced Technology Training, Moyer Financial, and Kaiser Permanente.